Grace, mercy, and peace to you this Advent Sunday from God our Father and from Him who has promised to come, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Friends, we reflect this morning on the words of the great prophet Isaiah, who himself is a waiting prophet. Isaiah 64. He says this, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you, as when fire sets twigs ablaze and cause water to boil. Come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to tremble before you." Thus far the word of the Lord, our God. Dear friends in Christ, chances are, that if you're like most everyone else, you are waiting for something this morning. Maybe you're waiting for that very first driver's license, all the freedom, and your dad's going, "Oh no." Maybe you're waiting for that college degree to finally show up so that you can hit the big, brave world. Maybe you're waiting for that job to show up or a new opportunity to present itself to you. Maybe you're waiting to have a chance to get away with your bride and rekindle the flames. Occasionally we have to do that. Maybe you're waiting for test results. Maybe you're waiting, dear friends, for some good news to finally show up. Maybe you're waiting for something, but you don't know exactly what it is. You're just restless in life, and you're waiting for something to change. Chances are pretty good, dear friends of Christ, that if you're like most people this morning, you are waiting for something. And as you wait, chances are pretty good that you have had a moment, that you have maybe dropped to your knees and folded your hands and you've bowed your head before the Lord and said, "Lord, help me. Help me, Father. Come to my rescue. Bring me an answer. Bring me a solution. I need help. Oh, Lord, help me." Chances are that you have probably said a few prayers to God. And maybe you've had a moment where you said to yourself as you waited and waited, "I wonder if God hears my prayers. I wonder if He's going to actually answer me. I wonder if He's up there listening to me, or if I'm important enough for Him to do anything about my situation." And your heart is a bit anxious because you're anticipating something to happen, but you don't know when. Your heart is filled with apprehension a bit. Your soul is stirred. Because you see, dear friends, waiting is hard. Waiting is a hard thing to do. It's an incredibly hard thing to do. To wait for this thing called God's time. God's time. Oh, not my time, Lord, but your time. It's hard to wait for God's time, dear friends, in our lives to finally appear. That's a difficult thing to do. Just ask Abraham, for example. God came to him once and said, "I choose you. I choose you for a mighty thing. For from you, Abraham, will come a son and then another son. From you will come an amazing family. Look at the stars in the sky. I choose you." It was a salvific moment. It was a messianic moment that pointed to Jesus himself, the Savior of the world. "From you, Abraham, it was all going to originate. I choose you to do this. Amazing things are coming in your life." The only problem was, you see, Abraham did not know when that was going to happen. Did not know. And so, because waiting is hard, especially waiting on the Lord is difficult, Abraham thought he'd take matters into his own hands. "I'll speed this up," he said. "I know just the thing. I'll speed this up." And instead of waiting for God's time, he took not his wife, but his handmaid, and had a child with her, and threw a monkey wrench into God's plans. Oh, if only he would have waited, you see. If only he didn't take matters into his own hands. Because, you see, waiting is hard. Waiting is hard. We hear it in the voice of Isaiah this morning, dear friends. Waiting is hard, and there's anticipation in his heart, and there's desire in his heart, and there's longing in his heart. He desires God to act on behalf of his people. Oh, Lord, he says, rend the heavens, tear them open, and come down, and show your amazing power to the nations, and make them tremble before you. God, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. You can hear the desire in his heart. You can hear the longing for what he sees is needed. And as he looks around, yes, indeed, he sees it. He sees it, dear friends. A nation that walked away from God. He sees the idolatry, the turning away from God's house. And his heart yearns. And his heart burns. And he longs for the salvation of God to finally arrive. But waiting is hard, isn't it? Waiting is not easy. Are you waiting today for God? For God's time. You see, that's the challenge. God's time. Isaiah had to wait for God's time. Abraham had to wait for God's time. And maybe you are waiting for God's time. Read a story recently about a teenager. And he was not unlike any other teenager. What he wanted was a car. It didn't have to be new and it didn't have to be fancy. All of his friends had a car. He needed one too. He wanted one too. And so he actually prayed for it. Good thing to do, maybe. Good place to start. He prayed for it. The problem, though, was it's hard waiting on God's time, isn't it? He didn't quite have enough money, the story said, and he didn't want to wait all that much. 9 months was too long to save up. And so he went out and somehow bought the new car on credit. And there he had it. Oh, he was proud of it. Maybe he didn't understand a little thing called buyer's remorse yet. But soon it hit him. I can't afford this. But just before that, he was showing it off in the church parking lot. And all of his friends were gathered around and looking at the car and were congratulating him on the car. And then way in the back, one of his friends whispered to another, "Well, I guess he won't need my car then. For I had an extra one I didn't need or want, and I was going to give it to him for free." Oh, if only he would have waited. If only he would have waited. Oh, Lord, help us wait. Help us wait. That's Advent's prayer, dear friends of Christ. Help us wait, oh, Lord. Help us to wait for you. Help us to wait for your time. Help us to wait for your will to be done in our lives. Help us to wait for your moment, dear God. Help us to wait for your time. Help us to wait, dear God. Help us to wait for your salvation, your Savior. Help us to wait, oh, God. And as we wait, dear Lord, let me not grow impatient with you. Let me not grow weary. Let me not give up on you. Ever been tempted there? You're making me wait too long, God. But then, dear friends, just that quick, we hear, Isaiah's words thundering again to the waiting people of Advent. We hear Isaiah's words thundering again into our hearts and to our souls and to our minds. For Isaiah says to the people that are waiting, he says, "For no ear has ever heard, nor eye has ever beheld, a God like you, a God beside you," and here it comes, "who acts for those who wait for him." Who acts for those who wait for him. Oh, beautiful words, rescuing words. God's going to come to me. God is going to answer me. He's going to act for those who wait for him. And he did just that. He acted in behalf of Israel. He sent his mighty rescue to deliver them from the bondage of Babylon, to rescue them from the prison, from their incarceration. He set the prisoners free, and out they went again. But it happened in his time, you see, when the time was right, he set the prisoners free. And yes, when the time was right, when the time was his time, he sent forth his son to set the prisoners free. St. Paul spoke of it once. St. Paul writes in Galatians 4, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law." God sent his Savior when the time was right, his time, and Jesus came, and Jesus lived for the people, and Jesus died for them, and Jesus rose for them, and Jesus justified them, and Jesus redeemed them, and Jesus washed them, and Jesus cleansed them, and Jesus opened paradise for them, and Jesus made them holy in the sight of God, and then Jesus ascended again to the right hand of the throne of God. And you know what that means? Yes, just like Isaiah, we're waiting people again. But that's who we are, dear friends. We are a waiting people. And the church is a waiting church. Waiting for the salvation of the Lord. Waiting for his deliverance. Waiting for his time. But friends, we wait with patient hearts, with calm and steady faith, because we know the Lord is faithful and the Lord is true. And yes, he will come with a mighty deliverance. And he has heard your prayers as well, your needs, your cries for mercy. He has heard them all. And in his time, he will rescue you, deliver you, and bring you the answers you seek. No, he doesn't make you wait, dear friends, because God tortures his people. He makes you wait because, you see, he's building a tower of faith. He's building a tower of faith, and that is you. He's building a tower of faith. He sends his living word. He sends his living spirit. And he's building a tower of faith, that you might truly be Advent people, waiting with hope, waiting with longing, waiting with joy in your hearts. So don't despair. For you see, I know, chances are you're waiting for something this morning. Don't worry. God is coming. He's coming with his rescue for you, in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, Keep your hearts, your minds, forever in Him who lives and reigns, the Lord who came and the Lord who shall come again. Jesus is His name, and He comes to deliver His people. Amen.